Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. Appreciate you hanging out with us as we get ready. That's the words I was looking for Texans Lions Sunday Night Football. We still one more hour to go on our program, and then we'll hand over to The Drive. They are live at Taqueria Saranda. Yes. Sports Bar in Humble.
Beautiful Humble, my old stomping ground.
So, yeah, man, go
it's
out and
Taqueria Saranda.
That's right, Sean. Never forget it, that's where the fellas are today. So if you want to get out there, get you some nice enchiladas, a burrito, all sorts of great food, and a great margarita, see the fellas, give them a fist bump, all that is available for you. But let's get into this. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the reasons that the Texans win or lose on Sunday Night Football versus the Lions? Of course, you'll be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610. But Lopez, I'll let you take the floor. Texans win because, Texans lose because.
Yeah, it kind of changed over the course of our program here. For those who have not heard the news, Nico Collins activated, practicing. I say likely to play. I say very likely to play. In fact, I'm saying he's playing.
Oh, you heard it here from Lopez.
Look at you standing tall.
Again, that is John P. Lopez. So if he does indeed not play.
That's me.
Take it to John P. Lopez. Because there have been some people that have continued to point to, I mean, the factual part of this that Nico Collins or Nico. D'Amico Ryans, there's a lot of eco-type sounds in the course of this on this team, right? You got D'Nico Autry. You got D'Amico Ryans,
really,
and then you have Nico Collins. I don't know why that happened, but D'Amico, head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans, has, you know, he made it known that when he errs on the side of caution when it comes to these kind of 50-50 type situations with injuries. And I know that Jonathan Alexander will be quick to remind you that only two players have played on a Sunday after missing Wednesday and Thursday practice.
Right.
And neither of them was Nico Collins, right? So I do wonder if ultimately that reigns supreme and this was just an opportunity for him to get on the practice field as early as possible and get himself ready for week 11.
Fair. I think he's going to be the third. That's just me.
Okay.
But the odds still point to him playing, being activated alone, right? I mean, after all that weight. We talked about how this is sort of a mood swing type of moment we've had here with that. You start to feel a little better. Doesn't mean, you know, so I'll start with my win because. My win because is not necessarily just because of Nico Collins back in the lineup. In other words, Nico with 6, 7, 8 catches or more and, you know, 80, 90 or 100 yards and more. That's going to be a factor. But I think the trickle down of Nico is really going to help this offense. We know the offensive line is going to look different. We don't know exactly how, but it can't be worse. And I know that's not a great compliment, but it can't be worse than it's been. I don't think. Fingers crossed.
I sure hope not. I don't believe so.
You don't sound too confident right there.
On that one, it kind of hit me.
I mean,
it hit me funny.
All right, so let's just go off of what we saw, which is Jared Patterson for 10 plays, it looked good.
Yeah.
It looked, at the very least, passable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will go with that without examining that too harshly, without saying, well, what happens if, you know, teams have more opportunities to look at him, or, you know, what happens?
Sure.
Can he hold up to that expectation? At the very least, I'll say he looked passable, and thus it will be passable.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you could work with that, right? Mm-hmm. You could cook with grease at that point.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Do you have a lose because?
So, well, let me finish on that one, because the trickle down is not just the offensive line. I think Tank Dell benefits a lot. Tank Dell was going to have to be the man. And I'm not saying he can't, but that's a big ask, you know, for a guy that has been somewhat up and down. Trickle down to Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon all of a sudden. You know, what are the safeties doing on, you know, are you going to run on 3rd and 6 because the safeties are deep and the box is maybe not as packed as normal? So I think the Nico Collins effect is a win because, and not just because of what Nico himself can do. Now, lose because, and I sort of talked myself into this when I wish I hadn't brought it up.
You're welcome.
But, or we hadn't brought it up. Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield.
Yeah, you were talking about this off air. We were kind of having a rousing conversation. Mm-hmm. You're looking at this and you're going, well, who is covering Sam Laporta?
Who is covering Sam Laporta?
And that feels like a safety's job. That feels mm-hmm. like that might be where Jimmy Ward steps back into action and immediately has.
Well, then what happens with Jahmyr Gibbs?
Well, that's your linebackers, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, they're not awful, and to be fair, Neville Hewitt is having a good season, and it's not his strength normally.
Although,
coverage.
For what it's worth, right? Mm-hmm. Like the insert typical pro football focus caveat here, right? Take it for what it's worth. It's not an exact science, so on and so forth. Of all of the Houston Texans ranked in coverage grades at linebacker, Neville Hewitt is ranked the highest. He's ranked as the 12th highest coverage grade for a linebacker. Again, inexact science, take it for what you will, but Neville Hewitt, like,
no, it's good, but traditionally in his career he's been more of the thumper, the tackler, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know, the tackling machine, as Cal McNair put it. So I'm a little worried. I kind of talked myself into a little worry with Laporta and Gibbs, and really Montgomery comes out of the backfield as a receiver sometimes too, but really those two. So those are my two biggest sort of. Watch this.
Oh, and it could 713 also makes mention that it could be Petrie. Like, he basically operates like a kind of a nickel linebacker of sorts.
You're
right?
Not making me feel better.
That's also another one that could. Oof. Yeah, that's tough. All right, so let me go here. I think Texans win because they heat up Jared Goff. Jared Goff mm-hmm. is a very good quarterback. Asterisk meaning when protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that they have one of the best offensive lines in the league, right? And they go jumbo, and they've got a good running game, and they've got a coordinator that likes to use play action to help kind of protect him, right? He has all of the means to be protected, and when he is protected, he looks like a number one overall pick, which he is, right?
Yeah.
When he has that in tow, he looks like that. That's a real concern. If you can manage to pressure him, throughout his career, Jared Goff has looked disparately different throwing the football when he is under pressure. Like, it is kind of amazing. It's the reason why I always bring it up is just because it is mind-boggling to me that you can see one player look so wildly different. Like, this, it reminds me of, you remember Rex Grossman?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember what season it was, and I always liked
when
to
he
quote
had,
the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he had literally the best and worst passer ratings in that season because that's the kind of quarterback he was, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jared Goff is, but it's not just, like, any reason that he's going up and down. The particular reason is if you're able to heat him up. The tough thing about this is for the Texans is really good offensive line unit, and for the Texans defensive unit, looks like you're not going to have Will Anderson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have Foley Fatukasi, so you're going to have a lot of responsibility on the plate of Danielle Hunter, who we know can get pressure. Is he going to get home and finish him? Danico Autry, who's ramping up. We'll see what that looks like. You have Jerry Hughes back, Derek Barnett. Are mm-hmm. those guys going to factor in? But then also from the interior, right? Mario Edwards is one game away from being back. Like, what does Tim Settle look like? Mm-hmm. Who else is out there? Kurt Heinisch probably going to be involved. Defensive tackle, a good amount. Like, are these guys going to get into the backfield? Are these guys going to get their hands around or on Jared Goff? And can that affect him? Because if you can get there, you can make it really tough on the line.
That's a win because and lose because.
Sure.
Like, it's clearly on the table of that Detroit line, Lions offensive line, just stonewalling you. I mean, and, you know, Jared Goff is playing like the best quarterback in the NFL for a reason. And over the last 6 games, his numbers are the best for a quarterback in history. like think about that.
What, completion percentage in the 80s?
Yes. His last six games, he's been the best quarterback in NFL history. We can rattle off some names that he's above. So, yes.
Like I said, Rex Grossman, what do you mean?
Like,
clearly.
It's unbelievable. So that to me, what you said, is one of the absolute focal points. You know, you have to watch that.
Texans lose because the interior offensive line pressure, the interior offensive line change is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is a defensive line that can apply a lot of pressure. Za'Darius Smith is added to it, and he did not practice the first 2 weeks. It was listed as personal. We were given a little bit more insight into that. You know, Za'Darius Smith was traded from the Browns at the trade deadline. This was the Browns' bye week.
Yeah.
And so in order to kind of help facilitate some of that rest and recovery, Dan Campbell gave Za'Darius the first couple of days off. He practiced today and is expected to kind of drop in. So I guess imagine just to kind of keep him fresh, which is a good consideration for a head coach.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith is one of those guys that can win in one-on-one, and maybe they don't have to use as much pressure. Maybe they do, whatever. But Alim McNeil, defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, literally ranks 10th in ESPN's pass rush win rate statistic for defensive tackles. He's one of the better defensive tackles at getting pressure up the middle. And where have they had so much issues protecting? It is up the middle. That defensive tackle is going to, like, you're going to need to try and keep him in tow. And the way that this is stacking up, right? Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson and Shaq Mason, they're going to have to be on their P's and Q's, because if they're not, now you're talking about interior pressure up the middle, and that's the one place that you can't have it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why C.J. Stroud has had some issues, because pressure up the middle has happened way too consistently, and it's a problem. The Texans lose this game if it continues to happen.
And you're going to have a D.J. Reader revenge game factor there as well. Yes, D.J. has played pretty dang good for the Lions. Texans win because Frank Ross, takes it up a notch. This has been a really good special teams over the years. It's been decent this year with some notable mistakes. But if they get back to their old form, they have to get back to their old form, because the Detroit Lions special teams are simply the best in the entire NFL. Just listen to Frank talk about them.
Different coordinators are some of the top tier special teams coaches that you play against, and some of the best returners or whatever. This week, Dave Phipp is currently, without a shred of doubt, in my opinion, the best special teams coach in the NFL. He's the most creative. He's the most disciplined. He knows how to find a roster full of players. They're aggressive. They got the best returner going in the NFL, Khalif Raymond. He got the highest paid special teams player in the NFL, and Jalen Reeves-Maybin, a familiar face around here as well. And they play the right way.
They are really, really, really good. Like, really good. They lead the league in kickoff return, in kickoff punt coverage. They haven't missed a field goal. They do, in fact, have the best punter in the NFL. Their kicker, as I said, hasn't missed. This Lions team, if you let them do Lions things on special teams, you will lose. If you step up your game, you will win, perhaps, or at least have a big chance to.
Okay, I like that. How about this, right? Texans win because they run the ball well, right? This is something that is a place where you can maybe get after the Lions a little bit, and Joe Mixon constantly give you 100 yards and a touchdown. If you can continue that, that'll absolutely help a lot. Let's go to this text line, this 5-Hour Energy fan line, get some things in here. And, of course, you know, this will give you some context on how some people feel at times. From the 346, the Texans win because the Lions went to the wrong stadium and had to forfeit. I feel like there might be a few paths, but that would generate a Texans win. I appreciate that. From the 713, Texans win because we're at home and the Lions might be taking us too lightly. Do you get that impression from the coach, from Dan Campbell, that they take any of their opponents lightly?
Come on. Dan Campbell coming back to Texas, with everything in front of him in terms of being the best team in the NFL, certainly the number one seed in the NFC. No, you can hope for a lot. I wouldn't hope for them being flat.
Yeah, I don't think any team look at the Houston Texans as like, that's an easy win, or, you know, I think people look at this team as a scary team because of the potential alone. Yeah. Even though they're not playing how we thought they were, it's always in the back of your mind like, well, they got this person. Well, they got C.J. Stroud. Yeah. Well, they got. So I don't think they're taking them lightly.
Wesley on the YouTube says Texans win because time of possession, Joe Mixon running the rock and keeping the ball away from the Lions offense.
No, that's good. That would be a good one.
Here's the thing. Texans lose because, look, Texans win because Nico Collins plays and allows the quick game to get going, allows some deep shots to happen, and really just kind of alleviates some of the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Texans lose because Amon-Ra St. Brown is allowed to go boogie and get busy in that slot.
He's in the slot. It's a big worry. Slot's a big worry. And Laporta and out of the backfield is a big, big worry for me.
All right. You want to put one on wax here? How are you feeling about this one?
I think it's going to be a much better performance than we have seen. And that's based just on, well, first of all, you know, the fact that it's really, you haven't seen, the entire complement of Joe Mixon and Nico Collins and CJ Stroud, but really one full game. I know they started another, but then Mixon had the hip drop tackle.
Exactly.
Against the Bears.
Thanks for nothing, Tyler.
So this is the first time they've all been together since Indianapolis. They were pretty good against Indianapolis.
Man, they look like world beaters week one.
So I'm going to say, I still think it's going to be, it's just hard, forgive me, for I have sinned. It's just hard to pick against the Lions right now. But I'm going to say it's going to be really entertaining. It's going to be a great Sunday night football game, and it's going to be a high scoring game.
Ooh.
38-31 Lions.
Mm. Okay. I did not consider to revise my thought once we learned that Nico Collins was back, so take that for what it will. I mean, I don't got no crystal ball. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The way I was looking at this game, I thought 31-17 Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're still, I don't know that I trust the Texans have fixed all their issues and will fix all their issues against a very valiant Lions team.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, that this is one of those ones that opens up late, where it's like maybe a 24-17 one score game and then a late touchdown then makes it and takes it out. I think that might be how it plays out. But I think there's more defense here, and there's a possibility that, like was said on the YouTube, that this ends up being kind of time of possession, and that kind of stretches this game out a little bit. From the 7-1-3, Texans win because two golf interceptions and a special teams touchdown.
Wow.
So they're going not just with the special teams game, but a special teams game.
Screw him being the best QB in the league.
We're not hearing that.
And that special teams.
Did you not hear about the last six games? The best in history?
Said we're not hearing that. Another one comes in, 38-21 Texans, 40-21 Lions. Texans win because several short fields and a defensive score.
Well, okay.
That'd be huge.
Yeah.
That would be huge to get some short fields, some turnovers. Although here's the thing, Lions are also number one in the league in turnover differential.
Oh, yeah, 11. Forgot about that part.
This is a really well-coached team. They play really good football. They have a real actualization of who they are as a football team. And so it'd be fantastic if the Texans managed to win, because that would show a level of grit, level of resilience that this team has. We'll see what they ultimately are able to make of it. 7:20, Sunday night. Sunday night football, and you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Things will get going around 4 from the south side of that NRG Stadium with Seth and Sean right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys hanging with us on a Football Friday. Coming up next, about that time where we hand it off to our guy Figgy Fig for the mixtape. Fig, what we got in it?
Man, biggest lie your parents told you as a kid? And I'm going to tell you why I'm asking this question. Plus, in the kind of voice we all heard has passed away, I will take you down memory lane remember him.
All right, we'll do that next.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Biggest lie your parents told you as a kid? I'm going to tell you why I'm asking this question, and I'm going to go through a whole list. But before we get there, we got another Texans anthem.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, somebody sent us this this song, and he go by the name of Diamond Heist.
Mm-hmm. Diamond Heist, okay.
And I want to play this for y'all, see, you know, kind of get us hyped for the game. Now, I will say the name of this song is called H-Town Blue. Okay. If you don't have to, don't wear it on Sunday because it's battle red Sunday.
Battle red,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, wear that red. But this song is called H-Town Blue by Diamond Heist. Kind of got a little Post Malone feel to it.
Yeah,
right?
I was trying to think of what it made me think of, and that might be it. It might be. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I think that's pretty damn good.
The one thing I appreciate about I think we played like three songs. Mm-hmm. Some people sent us like three songs. All of these songs are totally different, man.
Yeah, it's
like
a different vibe.
Yeah. So I think honestly, man, maybe we need to put together some type of playlist.
The Texas mixtape.
Yeah, just some anthems.
In the Loop anthems.
Yeah.
For the Texans.
Yeah.
There's something about that just sounds like. And I know the kids like to use this word a lot, but that feels like a real Texans vibe. Like, you can tell these dudes are from Houston.
Yeah,
They are H-Town.
100%.
You know?
He hit you with all the H-Town rap lingo.
He brought up SUC. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
All of it, right?
Okay. Yeah, so shout out to Diamond Heist.
Appreciate
for the
man.
Song. And, yeah, search them on YouTube, I guess. They didn't tell me where to find the song, but...
H-Town Blue Diamond Heist.
We'll get it out
there. Biggest lie your parents told you as a kid. 713-572-4610. And I'm bringing this up. So a little backstory, if you haven't been keeping up with me, I'm watching the dog. I'm watching somebody's dog.
Action Jackson.
And I really
watching your dog. Is what
you're saying. that's where I'm trying to get to right there. So a little backstory. I like this dog a lot. The parent, she liked the dog too, but she rather give him away to somebody that really want him.
Yeah.
And she only got the dog because her daughter, she got the dog for her daughter, but her daughter growing up and don't really care about the dog as much. Not nothing bad, but you know, kids get older and they look at other stuff. But I'm trying to find a way where I could get this dog from this little girl, man. I'm trying to figure something out. So I thought about some big lies that parents told you as a kid. And the one that popped up, which was kind of funny to me, was a classic line when your dog passed away or run away. And they said, oh, your pet went to live on a farm. So I'm thinking like, maybe we should tell this girl.
I want to go to the farm.
Hey, oh, he ran away. He's on the farm somewhere.
Take me to the farm.
So it made me think about like
use that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I might use that. She just won't be able to come over to my house ever again. But I got a list of big lies that your parent told you as a kid. So we gonna go down. If you have some, let me know. But this is one that I always heard as a kid. If you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years.
Yep, that's a classic. I heard that one too.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about this one? Turning the car light on is illegal.
What do you mean?
inside
you
the car light.
Yeah, people would tell the kids that having that car light on when
you get pulled over, go to jail. Over.
Yeah,
that, no,
you it, never heard that.
Never heard that.
Oh
one.
Man, that was a classic one. That was a classic one right there. If you cross your eyes, they will stay that way.
Oh, for sure,
they get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking coffee will stunt your growth. I heard that a bunch of times.
I heard cigarettes.
Really?
Cigarettes will stunt your growth.
Yeah, no, I always heard that with coffee.
I feel like parents believe that, though. Wasn't that kind of one of those kind of myths that people believe just generally?
Well, I ain't drink no coffee till I was like 28.
Oh, you're good.
So that did not work.
It was something else.
Yeah, something else. This one was funny. So I asked this question to my wife. I'm like, what's some lies your parents told you as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And she this one came out of nowhere, too. So if you're a lady that's listening to the show, let me know if this is true or not. She said, if you sleep with a bra on, your chest will flatten. Or if you don't wear a bra, like out and about, your chest will fall to your knees.
Well, it does anyway, eventually.
Okay.
I'm like, that would scare the hell out of somebody that take your bra off.
I guarantee every little girl paid attention to that. I can't sleep with a bra on.
What about this one? If you tell the truth, you won't get in trouble. Yeah, that is a clear lie.
That's a good lie.
That is the biggest lie.
I was trying to think, like all the other ones you were getting to, I was like, man, my mom was just real blunt with me, I guess. She was just like, this is what it is.
You have to be honest with people.
We don't got time for that. But that one there.
That one will bite you.
you thought you had amnesty? Yeah. No, you did not.
Yeah.
It's always a trick.
Yeah. What about this one? We'll come back to buy that toy later.
Oh,
you said that a bunch of times.
But the thing about that one, even 5-year-old kid knew that was a lie. Man, we ain't coming back.
My favorite one is, I think about it.
Yeah.
We all know that means no.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to skip this one.
Okay. All right, very good. I trust your judgment.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble or fired.
Yeah.
Cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis.
Heard that all the time.
Heard that one a lot.
Yeah. All the time.
Not from my parents, but I definitely heard that one a lot.
Yeah. If you watch too much TV, your eyes will turn square.
Square?
Square.
I heard that you'll lose you'll need glasses. You'll lose your sight.
The one that I got was if you sit too close to the TV. That was the one. Mm-hmm. I was a habitual sitting too close to the TV.
Yeah.
Mofo.
Dang, that's weird because you don't wear glasses or nothing like that.
I don't. I am
because
very
usually
fortunate.
That's a sign when kids usually sit very close. Really mean they can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be kind of a red flag.
Wanted to get closer to my story.
Yeah.
What about this one? You have to wait an hour before after eating to swim.
I heard half an hour, whatever. They still do that.
Yeah.
Parents still do, and it's a total fallacy. It's a farce. Fraud.
But there has to be a reason why some of this.
They're lying is the reason. They don't want to watch you in the water. They want to have some alone time or some time not having to worry
about
you.
Yeah, but they got to watch you outside of water when you're running around or
something. No,
Yeah.
I've looked this up. You can swim.
I did the research.
I hit the Google machine. You can swim 2 minutes after you eat.
Really?
Ain't nothing going to happen.
Always. Oh, I've eaten in the pool.
Yeah.
At my grown age.
See, I always thought if you eat something and you jump in the pool, it's a possibility you could throw up.
It's because your mom lied to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Some of these lies, I don't even know what the benefit is. We were just lying to lie.
Yeah. If you sneeze with your eyes open, they will fall out.
I don't think you can you?
I'm not sure you can
close your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of these I do wonder though. Like some of these, I don't even know how many were parents telling folks or just kids telling each other.
Yeah,
because half of these myths I heard from other kids.
Yeah.
What about this one? The tooth fairy only comes if you're asleep.
100%.
And that's not a lie. That is true.
No, that is
100% true.
That is 100%. Yeah.
Have you seen the tooth fairy come in?
No, I've been sleeping.
You got to be sleeping.
Yeah. Gotta be sleep.
If you pee in the pool, the water will turn red.
Yeah, red or blue or whatever.
But that's such a bad lie because all it takes is one time and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, that was, we can get away with this.
Every kid in America tested it.
What about this one? You could tell somebody was just trying to get their kids to eat vegetables. Eating carrots will give you night vision.
I never heard it, but I would have been all in. I want night vision.
Yeah, you're trying to get little Timmy to eat those carrots. That's all that was. If you touch a frog, you'll get warts.
Yep. Yep, that one's still out there too.
We talked about this. Don't sit too close to the TV or you'll go blind.
Mm-hmm.
Your face will freeze if you keep making that face.
Yeah, it's gonna get stuck. Your face is going to get stuck like that.
And then the last one, the classic one, I'm sure Lopez used this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Nah, you like 8 hours away.
Ignore that sign that says 182 miles. We're almost there.
Yeah, so that was some of the little classic.
So my mom told me that if you watched a dog pooping, you'd get a sty in your eye.
What?
I never heard that.
Is that a Hispanic thing?
I may.
Help me out.
I don't even know.
Anybody else heard that?
I've literally never heard that before.
Don't look at a dog pooping. You're going to get a sty in your eye. Yeah.
Somebody said they were told during a thunderstorm that if you talk, the thunder will go through your mouth.
Oh, that's terrible.
You must talk too much then.
Yeah, they were just like, please stop talking.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. Somebody from the 832 said, pee in the pool is also not a lie. They put chemicals in the water to detect urine. Come on, guys. Here's the thing. I've been in many a pool, and I know for certain. There's been people urinating, and I haven't seen that red. Like, maybe there are certain pools that do, in fact, use that chemical.
Yeah.
I just haven't come across it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got I could call it a flashback Friday, but I gotta pay my respects to a voice that we all know or came across. And before I do that, let me dial up the internet and get to
dial
it.
Up.
Mm-hmm. What you don't remember this?
Oh, I do remember it.
Yeah,
it
called in.
Hold on, hey, don't pick up the phone yet. I'm on the internet.
Welcome. You've got mail.
There we go. We on the internet now.
You've got pictures.
I ain't get all that at all.
you don't remember that?
That's nostalgic.
Oh, and I was not an AOL. We were an AOL family.
But you remember that, though,
oh, yeah,
right?
I definitely remember that.
Okay, yeah. So
remember the dial-up.
So the voice guy from there, his name was Elwood Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away. He passed away at the age of 74.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to the man.
Yeah, so a little bit about him. He actually used to work at a TV station behind the scenes.
Okay.
And shout out to WKYC up in Cleveland. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is them paying their respects to him and kind of telling the story on how he became the voice at AOL.
Well, here at 3 News, we're remembering a close friend and an employee who became a household fixture. Now, you may not know his name, but you know his voice.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Goodbye.
Legit. That is Elwood Edwards, and he used to work behind the scenes here at WKYC for years. In 1989, he was paid $200 by an upstart called America Online, or AOL, to say, you've got mail. Files done, and goodbye.
$200?
Dude.
What's that, an inflationary? You know, it might not be that bad. It might not be that bad.
300.
Let's see what that is. Said 1980s?
1989.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
He got underpaid grossly. Yeah. But
just kind of digging in on what type of person he was. Like, he worked behind the scenes at a TV station.
Yeah.
So you could tell you could tell that was a guy that just loved this job.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, hey, you want to do this? He's like, sure.
Yeah.
$200? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Rest in peace to him. And I will say his voice lives on, but I don't think AOL is around right now, right?
You want a shocker?
What?
My wife's primary email is still AOL.
She still use AOL?
That's wild.
AOL.
Oh, man.
That's
AOL. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes whenever I'm doing giveaways here and I ask for people emails, sometimes I get Hotmail.
Yeah.
I got AOL a couple times. I get SBC Global.
Yeah, the SBC Global really throws me.
You want to send an email to my wife? It's at AOL.com.
Very good.
So when she log in, do it say, welcome, you have mail?
I don't know. I live in the 2020s.
That's also a very weird statement that you made. You want to send an email to my wife? Like, that? Why is that so aggressive? Why is that? Just to let you know, our guy, Elwood Edwards, if he had been paid that same $200 in 2024, it would have been $508.
Yeah.
And 55 cents.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Congratulations.
Dang, that was
I like that story, actually.
Yeah.
Why?
I wonder, because it's cool.
Because he was underpaid?
Not because he was underpaid. Because
you like crushing the working man, Lopez?
Hey, you should have had an agent.
Yeah, you should have. We need to get Andy to start recording some stuff for us.
Yeah, I bet you he'd do it for $200.
Yeah, well, you got $200?
You got 200.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hey, I need my 200.
Mr. 85-inch TV over here, I know you got 200.
Yeah, man, I mess around asking him, can he do it for free?
And by the way, a lot of people are coming in. Yes, dog pooping, sty in the eye. Most of them are Hispanic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I never heard that one, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today
I still get styes.
Today I learned, and today we all learned, in Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the Loop. All right. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Football Friday. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to our fellas of the drive who are at Around the Sports Bar in Humble. But before we do that, we got to draft the weekend. We'll talk about that next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on a Football Friday. Appreciate you hanging out with us. This final segment before we hand it off to our fellas of the drive who are out at the Aranda Sports Bar in Humble. Go out and see the fellas, get you something to eat. That's right, Sean. And it's in Humble, and it is delicious food. If I didn't have somewhere that I had to be, I'd be there getting something to eat because I'm hungry just thinking about it. But before we do any of that, before we even do draft the weekend, I did want to revisit. Nico Collins, designated for return. He practiced today. We'll see what ultimately that means for this team, if he is going to play on Sunday or not. Lopez has a lot of high hopes. I mean, it's a good thought for him on my behalf, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that, you know, sometimes that doesn't always lead to playing on Sunday. But that'd be huge for this Lions game, which is off limits as we draft the weekend. We all know that we're interested in Texans-Lions Sunday Night Football 7:20 right here on Sports Radio 610. And, of course, pregame starts around 4:20 thereabouts with Sean and Seth. And they'll be live from NRG Stadium as well. And then Sean and Clint will give you the post game and give you all the reaction till the wee hours of the morning after the game. But right now, we draft the weekend, I believe. Did Figgy draft first last time?
I was out. I think I was out last time.
All right, you go then.
Yeah. Okay.
Or what do you think?
Figgy, you were here last week.
Was I?
It might have been the week before you were out.
I think, oh.
Is he trying to game the system?
I think he's trying to.
Honestly, I can't even remember, man. I ain't going to lie.
I'll go
to
first.
Okay, you go first.
I'm fine with
it. I really do believe that's when. All right, so here we go. I will begin, and don't worry, I'm going to make it easy on you. The first pick is going to be one that I probably could get later, but I'll take right now. It's tonight, Friday night.
It was high on my list.
Rockets Thunder.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma City. This Rockets team has been playing really good basketball, and this is going to be a nice kind of measuring stick against Oklahoma City Thunder team, who's been playing good early. I kind of just want to see what it looks like. Just kind of throw some things out there. I mean, not the saying that that's what Ime Udoka and the Rockets are doing, but for me, want to see them kind of what they throw out there and what ultimately sticks against a good Thunder team that's anticipating contending for a championship.
Yeah. That was pretty high on my list. Who's next?
I go next.
Okay.
We reversed the order. I thought we went in the same order.
Figgy really wants to pick. I'm going to let you pick because you clearly have something on your mind.
All right, Fig, it's all you.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of with Reggie on this. I'm going to pick something that I probably could get later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to pick it now. But Warriors and Cavs.
Warriors and Cavs.
9-0 Cavs.
Two NBA games out of the shoot.
And that's tonight.
Yeah.
So, sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9-0 Cavs versus the 7-1 Warriors.
That's such a crazy thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Atkinson, good coach, man. He got dirty a few times
in Brooklyn. The one in Brooklyn, I think they fired him for Steve Nash.
That's right.
Yeah. Which I still don't understand.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of locked in on this game, man. And I think the other thing they're doing in this game is they're wearing the same uniform they wore, I want to say, back in 2016.
Okay.
Is that the one with the sleeves?
Yeah, that black, the all blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get that little championship vibe going on, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But kind of locked in on it, man.
Don't ever bring back sleeve jerseys to the NBA ever again.
I don't know how they shoot, man. Anyway, all right, so y'all are going to make me pick a game that, despite those infuriating strobe lights, absolutely strobe lights when they score. Alabama.
Do you
LSU.
Have epilepsy? Is that what it is? You low key got epilepsy. Not to make light of that, it's clearly a serious condition. But why do you care so much about these strobe lights, man?
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, and it's not TV conducive. Either way, Alabama LSU. Come on, man. That's the number one pick in the draft.
It's a good game. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's a great game for me personally. And then, I don't know, I can easily see myself zoning out on that. That's me problem more than anybody else. But it's a good game to pick. It was on my list of possibles. You didn't pick up my second overall here, though, so I will get where I wanted it, which is Niners-Bucks. You got the San Francisco 49ers with Christian McCaffrey back in tow. I want to see just how dangerous this team is.
Yeah.
As close to full strength as they've been for most of the season, it feels. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that has been solid. They've been dealing with some injuries, but San Francisco on the road. I kind of just want to use this as a gauge of that team in the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good one.
I got to go with that team up north versus Indiana.
Oh!
Ah, Michigan, Indiana. Yeah. 9 and soon to be 10, Windiana.
Yeah, I'm going to be scouting a little bit.
That's
to see
hate watching. You're hate watching.
This ain't no hate watching right here. This is seeing how good Indiana really is.
To try to see
how that game going to play out when they play Ohio State.
Yeah. No, that was on my list as well. So you're kind of leaving me in my college football vibe here. Little Georgia Ole Miss. Go straight from Georgia Ole Miss at 3:30 to Alabama LSU at 7:30. You know where to find me on Saturday. It's going to be watching some college foosball.
Yeah, I will say I did neglect that one. Georgia Ole Miss I'm actually a lot more interested in than I realized, and so I forgot to put that one down in my notes. So that's a good pull there. All right, I will go with a game that if we had started the season, then I don't know that I would have been this interested in. However, give me Pittsburgh Steelers versus Washington Commandos. Both of these teams kind of interesting, and both of them made some additions at the trade deadline. That is, I don't say that to point to anything else. Legitimately, I'm just interested in what those additions look like. Mike Williams on the Steelers, like how much better does the deep game for Russell Wilson end up looking with that? And then Washington Commandos add a little bit to their defense. Can that then help add the defense, make the defense a little bit better, along with Jaden Daniels and all the fun that they're doing offensively there? That looks like a fun one.
I'm looking now. Which one did you? You picked the Commandos, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm sticking with college, man.
Hey,
I'm
sticking with
I got to check out Colorado and Texas Tech.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna check it out, man.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good one.
Can he stop them from throwing tacos on a field?
Yeah, tortillas. What tortilla? What?
They should throw some tacos on the field.
That'd be a waste hilarious. Of tacos. Tacos on the field.
They just might. All right, look, Friday night, man. We're gonna be probably ordering some dinner. Maybe going out to eat. Come back.
Where y'all going?
I don't know. We'll probably eat Mexican tonight. I mean, that's a good
That's
Friday.
An every night thing, right?
Come on now.
What are you doing? Local?
Come on now. North Carolina, Kansas.
Oh, college
tonight.
That you know what?
Blue Bloods.
Man. I didn't realize that was tonight. That's a great pickup.
That's a third rounder right there, baby.
Shout out to 979 who said Commanders, not Commandos. Thank you. I appreciate that, but that was somewhat intentional.
It's the Commodores. It looked like the Commodores.
Lionel Richie, the Commodore. This is one of the things about
North Carolina, Kansas, man.
College basketball. Yeah. This is how I know it was falling off, because this used to be how you started your interest in the season, is that ESPN would start selling you.
Yeah.
Right? You would see all of the commercials and all the promos for North Carolina, Duke is really the ones, but when you get one of these big matchups, you get those kind of put up there like, hey, this is one you got to watch.
Yeah.
And college football has fallen off to a point where those promos don't really get you in. Mm-mm. I mean, they're not even really there. This is one that
that's
I have
completely. That's a good Friday night.
Easily missed.
Game, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good third TV fodder. I'll put that on the third TV for sure.
That's a real good third TV fodder right
there. I like what you're doing there.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. I think we've got a good weekend a sports setup for ourselves, but before we get fully to the weekend, we got to get to our guys out in Humble at the Aranda Sports Bar. It's Clint, it's Ron, it's the Drive, fellas. What's it looking like?
Yeah, you know, Lopez, that's about to take over my whole night. As soon as I walk up out of here, you know, I mean, we got Kansas, got Kansas, North Carolina. You know, we got North Carolina Friday, we got Michigan State Tuesday.
Ooh.
Getting this the number one team in the country right now, getting this thing going quick. So yeah, man, it's a big night for me, baby.
Yeah.
Big night for me.
Hey, I hope them Jayhawks show up a little better than they did in Fayetteville in that exhibition.
Exhibition game. Yeah. There were no unlimited fouls, so it's not real.
I knew you had some kind of excuse why you got that. But you know, it's all right.
For your mental health. Set three starters down. That's all right.
For your mental health, I hope they show up, man. I really do.
Including Dickerson. It's all right, man. But no, man, we're good, though. We're good, though. Good, big one tonight. Big one tonight. Big man, got to shut down RJ. That's
hey,
right.
I got a question for you. Are you at the Taqueria Sarandas that's on 59 with the
yes, sir?
With the bakery next door?
Is there a bakery next door? No.
All right, so there's two. You're at the other one.
Oh, maybe she said she don't know.
Oh.
But
No, I don't think so, because I think I passed the one that has a bakery attached to it. So no, it's not this.
That Adonis Bakery is off the charts.
Is it?
That was the whole thing?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. You got to walk over there and get you some.
Lopez, I'll be real quick.
I thought he had some art. I thought it was going to go somewhere. He was just like, I know that place.
Hey, y'all getting comfortable, ain't Reggie said that was it.
I thought he had more than I know that place.
Hey, Lopez, I graduated. I got that business concept graduated me from University of Arkansas, believe it or not.
What's that?
I was a small business management major, and my final, or whatever you call it, to get out, to your final project or whatever to get out, you had to put and get approved a business plan, start to finish. And my business plan was ultimately a Mexican bakery. C&D's in Baytown was absolutely crushing it. And so, and I knew the Hispanic population in Northwest Arkansas at the time was the fastest growing Hispanic population in the country. And, relatively speaking, obviously, there's not being in Arkansas. But anyway, I put it together, baby, and I exited Arkansas with flying colors, baby.
Man, that's you should have followed up on it.
My professor there was like, you got to put this into work.
Yeah.
Of course, at that time, I will. And now there's two or three of them up there just killing it.
Of course.
So, yeah, should have.
Yeah.
By the way, to let the people know, get on out here. As he said, man, may need to give the full address, because I was just going to say 59, but there is another one, clearly, 19740 US 59. Come on out to Aranda Sports Bar and have a good time. We got a couple of $25 Visa or $25 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards that you can get in. By the way, Clinton, let you know, was successful in returning that bad boy today.
There you
morning.
Go.
Shout out to Academy Sports this morning. Got me right.
Did you size down?
Yes, size down. Size down. I stared her down to try to say, I dare you say something about some of this blue.
that's the one where you thought you could get the safety tag off by your lonesome?
Yeah, well, I did, actually. I just probably should have stopped.
Not successfully, it sounds like.
No, I got it off. I just didn't. I didn't know we were still working with Dye. I didn't know we was working with Dye. And then I was in the fight, and I couldn't exit out of the fight until I won.
Well, he made more than one mistake. Clearly, he got the wrong side. He didn't try it on.
I didn't. So I thought I had it. I didn't.
Cost him an extra trip. And by the way, Reggie, I mean, that's just a flex, man. You can't. Three TVs, it's
he's over the top. Yeah.
It's a flex, but it's also a sickness.
It's not efficient. There's no way you can watch three games,
not a chance.
Three events at one time and get anything out of it.
Y'all want to hear something real quick?
There's no way, Rich.
You want to hear something real quick that's even more disturbing? He has the volume on all three.
Oh, hell no, that's Rich.
Right. I told you it's a sickness. I don't run
clearly.
I don't
hear ain't hearing nothing.
Yeah.
When I'm going good, I can. Now, obviously, it's not always. But when I'm going good, I can make it work. But what's always going good is the drive. You want to hang out with these fellas till 6 p.m. Go out and see him. Aranda 59 in Humble. Go see the fellas. Get you something to eat. Get you something to drink. And try and win those Academy gift cards. As for us, in the loop, we are done for the week. We will catch you hopefully out at the game on Sunday. And then we'll talk to you on a reaction Monday. But for right now, you're listening to KLT, KLT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.